actual figures. Doug, glad to see you made it back to USA for the second time this season.
I appreciate it, Clark. Yep, last week I made it here to USA, not knowing that the game was actually at Lakers, but fortunately for me, it was only a 25-minute drive from here to Lakers, so it worked out well.
Well, you knew where to park this week, though.
I did.
All right, so perfect. And did you have a chance to eat somewhere before you came?
I sure did. I stopped just south of here in Unionville, downtown. The place is called Pickles and Shelley's.
It was
delicious. I had some pizza, pepperoni. And what was most fascinating about the place was there was a dog there.
Really?
It was the owner's dog. It was a chocolate lab named Fred.
Fred?
Yes.
Fred the lab. All right. And does it get the Doug Cole seal of approval?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. So now Dining with Doug can continue for another week. In our outside flank, I'm relieved to have Dan Banky back with us this evening. Dan is our Director of Visual Data and Spotter for WLW Sports. He's on his way. He's actually here already, making record time. And I think Doug can agree, we survived last week's broadcast, but did surprisingly well, in fact. But it's always good to have Dan back in our ears.
I mean, it was a great broadcast last week, but Dan makes it so much better. It was tough trying to find who was running the ball with the wing T offense with the Lakers and USA. So, Dan, it's great to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I was out for woods and... Well, I didn't see a whole lot of deer, so at least I had that going. But I'm back in the booth here. I'll help you guys out.
Well, we appreciate it. In our in-between, Dan and Ed tonight is the most beautiful member of our broadcast crew, and it's our Director of Game Data Analytics, and that would be my wife, Rochelle Ramsey.
I've known the Ramseys my whole life. She's a fantastic addition to the family, Clark. You have definitely outkicked your coverage on that one.
Now, that could be one of two things. Yes, I do agree with you. But two, does that just mean I'm terrible at special teams?
A little of both.
Okay. All right. Well, kicking off tonight is an integral piece of the Greater Than West race with a Cass City win. The Red Hawks will clinch at least a tie for their third straight division title. If USA wins, the Wild Wild West will hold true to its name. And by night's end, we'll know how it all plays out. So keep it locked on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Ager Valley Services.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Thank you. The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And now listen to our replays in podcast form. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. It's now time for the Media Roundtable presented by Thompson Chevrolet of Ubley. If you're looking for the latest models from Chevrolet, look no further than Thompson Chevrolet. Find new roads. Join me tonight via text message from the Huron County View, the executive order of the roundtable, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, the top spotter this side of I-75, Dan Banky, and our media roundtable reigning champion and director of sports information, Doug Cole, as well as Ed Klump, playing more of an exhibition match tonight for you, Ed. And through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions. When that time comes, we'll deem a media roundtable winner. Doug Cole grabbed the first victory of the season in week one. Dan Banky was on the money in week number two. But then Doug Cole got his second W for 2020 last week, late in the fourth quarter, when he edged out Paul P. Adams.
Yeah, I'm thankful for USA for getting a late touchdown to cover. So I'm fortunate. It's good to be back in the winning column.
And I think you're also happy that you Lakers kneeled on the three-yard line.
That's for sure.
And like I said, Ed, so you'll make a prediction as well tonight. But if you do not win, or if you do win, there'll also be another winner. So it's kind of like the election. All right, so how it all works. Each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game in the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug won last week, he will go last. So tonight's order is Paul P. Adams leading off, followed by Dave Hansen's pick. Ed Klump will jump in the mix, then Dan Banky, and finally, Doug Cole. So let me pull out the lock and key and unlock Paul's pick here for tonight. And he says, last season, the thing that led Cass City to its historic season was its defense. The Redhawks have continued that trend, allowing just 3 points through three games. USA brings in an offense that can produce big plays, but was held in check for most part of last week. According to Paul P. Adams, the Patriots will find those plays even harder tonight to find against the stingy Cass City defensive unit. Paul P. Adams of the Huron County View is taking Cass City 32, USA 6. So a 26-point victory, according to Paul P. Adams, for the Cass City Redhawks. Up next, we have Dave Hansen, and we have his pick here somewhere here. Dave Hansen texted in. He said, even though he can't be here, he's still here in spirit. And he said, USA played a tough physical contest with the Lakers last week. Engelhart, the quarterback, left the game, and even though Gettle and Foley are phenomenal athletes, they were pushed around by that line of Lakers. Outside of two long breakaway plays, they were shut down. According to Dave Hansen, Cass City, on the other hand, has been firing in all cylinders. They are too fast and have too many weapons to keep up with. According to Dave Hansen, it's the Redhawks get a statement win 42-12 over the Patriots. So Dave Hansen is taking Cass City by 30 points, the current high player. Ed Klump, what's your prediction for tonight?
Well, USA is battle-hardened after playing Lakers last week, and that tough offensive line running the ball, just like Cass City is probably going to do against them. However, I think Cass City is going to be a little bit too much for them. They have too many horses. I'm going to go Cass City 28 with USA 12.
28-12. So a 16-point victory, according to Ed Klump, for the Cass City Redhawks. Dan Banky.
Well, I think Cass City is going to be way overpowering to USA this week. They're really going to flex their muscles. And I think you're going to see something similar than what they did to Heart Beach last week. I think it's going to be 38-0.